Dorothy's eyes opened. Her hands came up and she rubbed at her eyes, removing several days worth of sleep. She got her eyes open. She put her head up and looked around. She saw two young, beautiful girls entwined around her feet, the lower part of the bed. And it came back to her then. She remembered for the last few days she had been in some sort of eccentric relationship with these two young lovers. It had been a frenzy of sex, passion, and perversion. She sat up and looked down at them, and as she did, she caught a whiff of sex and feces and urine and maybe blood. They hadn't had to shower for the last 4 days. They'd been so busy having sex and debauching each other that they hadn't even bothered to wash it off from one time to the next. They'd exchanged so many bodily fluids. They were almost as one person. Somehow, that kind of pissed Dorothy off. She got up and looked around the room. Looked intently for something to beat them with. She needed to see more of their blood. She needed to see their eyes open in fear and pain. The only thing she could find was a macrame owl. So she picked it up, stalked it back over to the bed, and proceeded to whip them mercilessly until the owl came apart and tatters, because, you know, it was just macrame. But that first delicious look in their eyes,